In 1984, my wife Tina and I went to Indonesia as missionaries. Our assignment was to teach in the Jaffrey School of Theology. That's a seminary on the island of Sulawesi. Since I was the new kid in town, I got to teach the courses no one else wanted to teach, one of which was preaching. At least it was a course I thought I knew something about, so I taught preaching in the school while listening to Indonesians preaching in the local church. Their sermons were a lot like the ones I'd heard and given in the States. Good stuff, important stuff, truth intended to change how people think, how they feel, how people act, solid biblical truth presented usually in, as they say, 3 points in a poem. The trouble was, the sermons didn't seem to be changing anybody. But I noticed a different style of communication whenever I attended Indonesian social events. When community leaders or even the government wanted to relay important information to their people, they used drama. They used songs. They used stories. For example, as the sun was going down, they would often bring out an old bed sheet and hang it between two poles. Picture this. Then they would use a light behind the sheet and little leather puppets they called wayangs. As the sun would go down, these stories would come to life. People would sit and they would watch and laugh and listen and learn for hours. These puppets and songs and stories impacted the people in a way that the three-point sermons did not. They reached beyond heads into hearts. They were personal, immediate, memorable. Well, that was my first real taste as an adult of the power of a story. My father had always told me stories, many of the same ones his father had told him, the same ones I told my children. People young and old love stories. Stories stay with us, they connect us, they do change us. I was reminded of this by a North American while I was still living in Indonesia. Fred Craddock comes from the southeastern U.S., like me. Dr. Craddock is a professor, he's also a preacher. In fact, Newsweek has called him one of America's best preachers, partly because he's a master storyteller. Craddock said something then I have never forgotten. He said the story not only embellishes the gospel, the story actually embodies the gospel. The story not only illustrates the message of Christ is a story. Stories never lose their power. Not with our age or our education. We're hardwired, I suppose, to respond to them. Well, after I learned the language of Indonesian, sort of, I was asked to preach in our local Indonesian church. Taking a cue from the culture, I decided to experiment. I related biblical truth through a story about a man that died and entered the afterlife. The reaction of the congregation at the end of that story was unexpected. Dozens responded to Christ. But the Indonesian church leader's reaction was also unexpected. They said my presentation wasn't preaching. They said it wasn't, quote, how we do things here. Well, eventually they did ask me to preach again, and again I told a story, this time about Caleb and Joshua from the Old Testament. And again, the people responded in extraordinary ways. As I closed the service in prayer, one man stood, raised both hands, and ran to the altar. Many others followed, all responding to God's grace served up in a simple story. Those experiences in Indonesia happened long before anyone gave a name to this phenomenon. Today, some people call these people story-centric learners. Others refer to them as oral learners. And we call what we do storytelling. But we don't just spin a yarn. We communicate Scripture's truth in ways that encourage people to hear and see and act. Reminds me of times in the Bible when people were so involved in Jesus' stories they didn't mind walking for days, camping out, to hear Him communicate in a personal and memorable way. Story-centric learners, these who learn best and are most likely to be transformed through stories and images and music, whether they read or not, these are the people Freedom to Lead is called to serve. I have been deeply impacted with the need for cultivating leaders in story-centric communities to be all they can be for their people and their cultures.